It's good to be back tonight. It's good to see everybody happy. Good to see everybody. Enthused about coming to the house of God. I'm going to read it. I've got a little bit to read, but I may miss some words. It may all run together. And somebody may have to help me because my eyes watered up. And you know how it does when your eyes watered up. But anyway, in the message, I want you to get your Bible, don't you? Follow with me. At the end of the message, I'll ask you a question. God is fixing to give some honor. I'm going to ask you, what was the honor? So maybe through the message, you'll find God's honor. All right. In Exodus, the 14th chapter of the book of Exodus, 13th verse. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more. And the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, I therefore cry thou unto me. Speak unto the children of Israel, that they might go forward. But lift thou up thine rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and deliver it, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I behold, I will harden the heart of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get my meat honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, and upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have got me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went forth before their faces and stood between them. And it came to between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud of darkness to them, but it gave light by night to those, so that they one could not come near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hands over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground, and the water were a wall unto them on the right hand and on the left. And the Egyptians went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's hosts, his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning, which the Lord looked upon the host of the Egyptians, and through the pillar of fire, and of the cloud, and worried them, and were the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels. I'm going to stop reading right there. My eyes are watering up. But you know, tonight, as I look at the world today, and I read this story and how God come through. He sent many plagues on Pharaoh. But tonight, while Pharaoh wouldn't let the children go, he told Moses, he said, speak to them, and that they go forward. I say to you tonight, that regardless of how this land goes and how rough it gets, I say, let's go forward. There's a kingdom awaiting. Tonight, well, you know, we need to go forward. And not backward. We don't need to stop. We don't need to slow down. You know, he said, the Lord will fight for you. But you'll hold your feet. Tonight, I can see, back in the time that I traveled for God, many times I would have to hold my peace and just let the Lord take over and fight my battle for me. But he never let me down. He never come short. He was always there. He said, I will go with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. But tonight, I notice the angel Lord. He caused a cloud of darkness tonight. In this darkness, I hid the children of Israel from Pharaoh and all of his horsemen, chariots. But it give light to the children of Israel that they go. But now there was a strong east wind. I would begin to blow all that night. And now they begin to get into the sea. They was there under the mighty hand and the mighty mercy of God, and they was not afraid.
Right.
He said, stand still. Be not afraid. Man, I tell you what. The enemy, I thought, I'm going to tell you something. We have the house of God, and it's been anointed by the power of God. The lost can't, they can come in, sit with us, but they can't travel the land that me and you travel.
Amen.
They can't go the road that we travel.
Right.
Listen, darkness. The Lord is hid there. What we see and what we feel and we know our salvation. He said to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We ought to be able to see the salvation of the Lord every day in which we live.
Yeah.
As they went on into the sea and it was dried up, I don't know how high the walls was, but on the right hand and on the left hand, there was a wall of water back, because there was an east wind blew all night and rolled it back. No doubt, old Pharaoh, I thought, I said, I can go wherever they can. I said, I'm going to get me otter up on Pharaoh, up on his chariot, up on his horsemen.
Yeah.
I will get me on.
Mm-hmm.
Boys, I tell you what, it's kind of comical in a way. But whenever they got down behind the walls, water, going on dry ground, the children of the Lord, they were traveling on at full speed, at all ease, safely, in the arms of Jesus. Brother, listen, and there, at a time, that there was a cloud of fire, and God looked through that fire.
Yeah.
Calls the chariot wheels. That's kind of, I can just imagine God like it. Adam, down there behind the walls of water, and them a trucking on, and the chariot wheel dropped off.
Yeah.
A dragging on the ground. Had to get out of that mess. Brothers, they didn't get out of that mess. Can you imagine? Whenever the walls, the water, the children of Israel safely on the other side.
Amen.
And this wall, God turned it loose.
Yeah.
And it began to roll back. But listen, can you imagine a rumbling along with a mighty power? And God looked through the pillar of fire.
Yeah.
Listen, God looked through your trouble.
Yeah.
And He sees mercy. If we follow Him, God will make a way.
Amen.
Of an escape to them that love Him. And that's as far as I'm going to go tonight. I'm glad to be here. I hope you got something out of the message tonight. But I'm here to tell you that whatever battle that we're going through and whatever disappointments we're going through, I just stand still. I see the salvation of the Lord. I stand still and let Him fight for you. We got to be holy and undefiled before God. I bet if we stay prayed up, packed up, Jesus said, I will never leave you.
Amen.
I'll be there through your trouble. I'll be there through your trials. And He was with Moses and the children of Israel, and He will be there for me and you.
Amen.
Brother David, come get a song.
Amen.
Let's stand. God get honor on His enemy. One of these days, God is going to get a great honor from the devil.
Yeah.
The devil's going to pay.
Amen.
And the devil's going to pay big time. And all the people have followed Him. Go ahead, Dan.
Jesus has a table.
He has a table spread.
The saints
it's on the other side.
He invites the chosen people come.